This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Double E, by the way, double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N, okay? Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. By the way, if you want to watch us live, you can do that. Go to Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the right side of the page. Click on and join us on live chat. We love those that are interacting in so many different ways. You can also check us out on over beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. Again, friends, if you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The word of the Lord is forever settled in heaven. Forever. The word of the Lord endureth forever. The seed of the righteous is forever. So we're putting our feet upon the rock, the apostles and the prophets, and that's where we're staying, friends, because it's a sure foundation. Now, with that said, friends, we're going to be talking about Franklin Graham and Billy Graham. No threat to the power of darkness. That's exactly right. Billy Graham and that of his son Franklin Graham, no threat to the powers of darkness. When asked by Larry King to the question, of course, was put to Billy Graham, what about those faiths, the Mormons and the others that you mentioned that you believe in Christ, they believe that they will meet Christ. What about those like the Jews, the Muslims who don't believe? Larry King asked. Billy Graham said, I can't be their judge. Larry King says, you don't judge them? Billy Graham said, no, my calling is to preach the love of God and the forgiveness of God. That's interesting because Scripture and the message throughout the New Testament is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So what's the problem? I'm going to show you. Again, friends, are Franklin Graham and is Billy Graham his father, are they controlled opposition? I believe they are in many ways, especially considering who promoted them. None other than William Randolph Hearst, who was an occultist. He puffed up Billy Graham back in the 40s, the end of the 40s, the beginning of the 50s, and if you'll take note, that's when the message changed in the United States of America. It went from the law and the prophets every Sabbath day, said my wife's grandmother, who died at 98 years young, to God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is unscriptural. You can't find that in Scripture anywhere. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. And by the way, I want to make clear, before we get to that topic, Franklin Graham and Billy Graham are not the top, or they are not the standard. Jesus Christ is, and this is where men fail every single time. Now, before we get over to that, I want to highlight something that I think is of great importance for the American people to take note of, because what we're seeing is Donald Trump become more emboldened with his lawless actions. What are you talking about? Well, Trump administration bans African leader from the United States just today, friends. Just today, who announced opposition to the LGBTQ. I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you today, friends, before pulling down the walls, you might want to know why our forefathers put them up, namely the laws. Okay, why is sodomy illegal? Why is sodomy a felony in the United States of America and all 50 states? Why is sodomy illegal on a global basis? Because it's contrary to God's moral law. In Scripture, in Romans chapter 1, you'll find that they are rightly called crimes against nature in state statutes. And anybody with an inkling of common sense in their heart and in their head understand that everybody's got a dad and everybody's got a mom. See, but Donald Trump wants to blur the line along with Secretary Pompeo because, again, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump administration is banning African leader from the United States who announced opposition to the LGBTQ. Donald Trump says, I prefer to anger those countries than to anger God. Just listen to what he said. He's playing a dangerous game. He's setting himself up against the God of Israel. Read Daniel 8:25. He's creating war, and he wants, and I'm talking about with heaven, and he's sure to get a response. But what he wants to do, unbeknownst to him, is create as many followers to go into hell with him in the process and making that war against heaven. But people need to understand that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And I don't care who you think you are. The minute you do that, you're going to be broken without remedy. Daniel 8:25, because this applies to the likes of a Donald Trump today. Listen to what Donald Trump said. I prefer to anger those countries than to anger God. Hey, folks, how can one claim to worship God and yet promote what God condemns and calls an abomination? Someone should ask President Donald Trump and the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, because this isn't the Obama administration anymore, America. When Obama was doing this, everybody was angry about it. Now that Donald Trump's doing it, everybody wants to ignore the fact that their idol is doing it, right? Again, this isn't the Obama administration anymore, friends. Christian Americans, it's time for you to stand up and be the light and reprove the darkness that you see with the likes of a Donald Trump. The Trump administration has banned a top Tanzanian official from entering the United States due to his pro-Bible, pro-Christian views on homosexuality. See how they are trying to put darkness for light and light for darkness? Sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet. They're trying to make right wrong and wrong right, friends. And who's leading the pack? Well, none other than the great narcissist and the greatest narcissist of all time, friends, that continuously throws to his followers how God has appointed him, how he's the anointed one, and there's never been a better president in the United States of America than me. Hello? Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. What did Satan do? He wanted to exalt himself against the God of Israel. And what happened? Well, there's history for you. And Donald Trump and his followers are soon to find out exactly what the Lord meant and how he deals with people that refuse to repent before his kingdom. Now, in a statement posted Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo designated Paul Christian Mankanda, Administrative Chief of the Capitol, Dar es Salaam, as ineligible to enter the United States for his involvement in gross violations of human rights, Donald Trump's administration says. Gross violations of human rights. Why? Because you're not following their lead to hell, friends. It's time for people that call themselves Christians to take responsibility and know what the Word of God says, because if you're truly a Christian, now is the time to stand up for the likes of, well, the Antichrist himself, Mr. Donald Trump. Taking a quick break.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham. Oh, by the way, I do want to start this off with having you consider again, friends, how Donald Trump took the time, I believe it was the Washington Times, to thank Franklin Graham for his efforts into getting him into the White House. Okay? So contemplate that concerning what's going on here. Last week we were talking about a letter, a rebuttal that I wrote concerning Mario Murillo's unscriptural rant by using scripture. It was a sword fight. The difference was is I had the sword and he didn't. But with that said, friends, it was interesting to note that Franklin Graham went over to England and he was denounced by the church over there. And Mario Murillo said, well, it's his stance for, you know, the Bible and marriage between a man and a woman. Well, wait a second. Over in America, Franklin Graham is promoting and supporting the likes of Donald Trump, who is advocating homosexual marriage. He says it's law. I played that audio last week. As well as the decriminalization of sodomy on a global scale. So they're seeing the double message. And the Bible clearly says a double-minded man will not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Well, that's exactly what's happening. He's getting caught in his compromise. It reminds me of politicians. And it's exactly what Franklin Graham is doing, friends. He's trying to have best of both worlds here, right? Politicians, they like to wear, you know, southern pants and northern tops. And then they get in the war and they get shot. The northern top gets shot from the southerners. And then the southern pants get shot from the northerners. And it's exactly what he's trying to do. They're going to get caught in the middle. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. And he's getting caught in his compromise. It's very seductive, but it's very telling. If people would slow down and think about what's happening in the United States of America, And who they are allowing to basically take the helm of the ship concerning our country, both in the spiritual and in the natural, friends. You'll see the double-mindedness all over the place. You'll see the hypocrisies at almost every given turn. Look at what they promote. And the Bible says that we know them by their fruits, both in the church and in politics, friends. And again, that's why Jesus warned us, Mark 8:15. Beware of the leaven of the Herodians. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. We have to be careful. We need to stick to Christ. Because both sides, friends, are trying to get your attention. They're trying to lead you in a certain direction. Jesus said, no. You got to go down the middle. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. So let's talk about that real quick. Before I start this, I want you to hear this. This is Larry King asking Billy Graham a question. Go ahead and play that, would you?
But what about those faiths, the Mormons and the others that you mentioned, believe in Christ? They believe they will meet Christ. What about those like the Jews, the Muslims, who don't believe that
you
believe?
That's in God's hands. I can't be the judge.
You don't judge them?
No.
Wow.
No,
how do you feel when
going to hell? And you, a lot of,
how do you feel when you see a lot of these strong Christian leaders go on television and say, you are condemned. You will live in hell if you do not accept Jesus Christ. And they are forceful and judgmental.
Well, they have a right to say that. And they are true to a certain extent. But that's not my calling. My calling is to preach the love of God and the forgiveness of God.
Oh, isn't that crazy? It's Billy Graham's job to preach the love of God and the forgiveness of God. Interesting. That's like pigeons picking peas, isn't it? They choose their own call. It's not his job to judge. Really. I mean, what Billy said, you know, when I was younger, I used to preach that, but now that I'm older, I don't do that anymore. In other words, he grew out of it. I thought we were supposed to grow up into Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:18. In the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, we didn't put part of him on and then take part of him off. You know, it's like a cop when he starts out, he wants to save the world. And by the way, we as Christians serve the Savior. We should feel like we want to save the world. And if you don't feel that, then I would ask you what spirit you're born of. Because again, we serve the Savior. And he said, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. Right? Mark 4:17. But I want you to think about this. A cop, when he first gets on the force, he wants to change the world. So what does he do? He enforces the law because he loves his governor, he loves his government, he loves his country, and he loves his king. Right? That's why he enforces the law. That's why he judges, because people violate the law. Right? Hence, here comes the entry of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So therefore, when you use the law to drive men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, it is a judgment. Because you're called to repent, and you're supposed to throw off all things old, and you're supposed to put on all things that are new. Because you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, right? I don't live to the flesh anymore. I live of the Spirit that I'm now born of, John 3:3. But I want you to think about what Billy Graham just said. By the way, I shared with you during the first segment, Billy Graham back in the 40s. I've watched his videos, and folks, they were right on. The end of the 40s, William Randolph Hearst got involved. He preached in New York, and he told all the newspapers during that time to puff him up, Billy Graham, puff him up. And he also took Youth for Christ, and he said, puff them up too. What was it that William Randolph Hearst seen that he would want to puff him up due to the fact that William Randolph Hearst is a part of the Illuminati? He was a part of the occult in a major way. I can tell you, friends, he's seen that he omitted the cross of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. Here, let me get to this because there's so much to cover. But again, I want you to consider, Billy Graham said, I can't be their judge. Boy, that counters scripture, because when I read 2 Chronicles 19:10, it says, and what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statute and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. So wrath come upon you and your brethren, this do, and you shall not trespass. Wait a second. The Lord is teaching us judgment through His Torah. That's the job of the church, just like it's the job of the government, to restrain men from sin, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, to maintain order. Everything that I just highlighted is an act of judgment. Everything we do in our lives all day long is an act of judgment on our part. And we're either going to do the right or we're going to do the wrong. I remember Abigail Adams said to her son, John Quincy Adams, act right and you are right. That's exactly right. Not partial obedience, but our hearts are given unto Him as we seek He first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And we seek Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Or else we can't love Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And by the way, you can't love anything or anybody or God Himself without the Holy Ghost shedding abroad in your heart the love of God, Romans 5:5. And guess where that comes in? Upon repentance, repenting from your sin. What does that mean? Well, sin is the transgression of God's law. So if I want to know what I did wrong, I look at God's moral law. It is in Romans 13. I was thinking of Deuteronomy 5, Exodus 20. And it's interesting, I didn't know that I sinned until I seen the law. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. It's just like a guy on a highway. He doesn't know he's speeding until he sees the law. And when the cop pulls him over, because he's a good cop and he's a peace officer, he enforces the law into judgment. And the first thing he tells him is, you violated the law. He points his finger to the law and said, you were going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. That is not a bad cop. That's a good cop. This is the church's job, to drive men to the foot of the cross. Okay? But it's not Billy Graham's job to judge. It's not the church's job to judge. John 7:24 tells us just the exact opposite. After, of course, repentance is wrought within us, right? After we remove the mote from our eyes so we can see clearly to judge our brothers in righteousness. John 7:24, what does it say? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Righteous judgment. That's the New Testament, friends. And furthermore, when you go back to the Old Testament, I'll just keep going back and forth. New Testament, Old Testament, right? Ezekiel 44:23 said, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane. It's our job to judge. It's just the church's job to be the light of the world. We're to be the salt of the earth. And without that, friends, we're good for nothing, only to be trodden under the foot of men. And what has that message brought concerning Billy Graham? It's not my job to judge. Well, guess what? What is the government doing today? If they're not a sovereignty, then it's robbery. In other words, if they don't enforce the law to establish judgment, which guards our liberties, then guess what? It's all going to go to hell. And that's literally, that's exactly what Scripture tells us in the book of Psalm chapter 9. If you forget me, I'll turn your nation into hell. And it's what they have forgotten. Their very purpose. In America, we are called to be the light of the earth. And that's why foreign countries look to America today. Without judging, friends, we're good for nothing. And I'm not talking about sitting in Moses' seat and telling everybody what to do. No, I'm talking about first practicing what we preach and leading the way through judgment. Just like King David did in Psalm 119. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says Iowa Democrats wouldn't allow them to test the app they used to collect caucus results. Wolf said they made an offer to test it for hacking purposes, and they did not see any attempt of malicious cyber activity. Officials in Iowa say it was a coding issue that led to the delay in reporting results from Monday's caucuses. Former Republican Congressman and Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz, though, says this doesn't make the Democratic Party look good.
The way the Democrats are doing this plays right into Republican hands. Exactly. How can they can't even run their own party, let alone the country. That will be the narrative moving forward.
The majority of the results are expected to be released at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, and fears about the coronavirus are leading American Airlines to suspend flights from Dallas-Fort Worth to Hong Kong through this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about Franklin Graham, Billy Graham. They're no threat to the power of darkness. In many ways, I'm sure people believe that they're controlled opposition. They're appointed to set the temperature, to be the standard of what Christianity is to be. Not true. Jesus Christ is the standard. And the Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Okay, if you're born in the fire, you're not going to settle for the smoke. A lot of these people, friends, and I'm not pointing my finger back at or suggesting Franklin Graham and Billy Graham were never born of the Spirit of God, but I am saying we know how to judge the Spirit of God because it'll be the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5, right? Well, let's get back to this because Billy Graham said he's not to judge. He's not to judge the Mormons. He's not to judge the Muslims, the Jews, who don't believe. Really? Whoa, that's crazy. If you're truly saved and you're truly born of the Spirit of God, don't you want people to have what you have? Especially if you've been saved from your sins, Matthew 1:21? Absolutely. But you cannot give what you do not have. Right? And it's interesting how that there's so many people that claim to be gods, but they're not adamant about what they do. They're not purposed. They're not girded by the Spirit of God to be led to do the things that Christ does. Not what is he going to do, it's what is he doing, right? It's not Billy Graham's job to judge. Larry King said to him, "You don't judge them?" Billy Graham said, "No, my calling is to preach the love of God and the forgiveness of sins." Listen carefully. 1 John 4:8 tells us this. It tells us, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." For those that don't preach the whole counsel of God, it is hate in Scripture in 1 John. For those that preach the whole counsel of God, that is love. Here, let me give you an example. When Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites in Matthew 23, for example, you can go to Jeremiah 23 as well, in parallel, concerning the rebuke and the woeings of the false prophets and the Pharisees of the day, was that love? Yeah, because everything Jesus did was out of love. Now, when he raised Lazarus and blew him out of the tomb 4 days after 4 days stinking, was that the love of God? Absolutely, it was love. It was also as much love to raise him out of the grave or to show mercy to the woman that was caught in adultery in John 8 after the law was used as a schoolmaster to bring her to the feet of Jesus Christ, keep it in context, as it was him cursing them and woeing them. He was literally damning them. And it was an issue of the hardness of their heart. Because Jesus continuously said to he who has ears to hear, let him hear. To he who has eyes to see, let him hear. Let him see. America, think about this. Everything Jesus does is love. Everything. Okay, so when, again, Jesus is woeing the religious hypocrites, that's love. When he's showing mercy to the woman caught in John 8 that was caught in adultery, that was love. But notice the message too, the severity of it. Go and sin no more. Go and violate God's moral law no more, 1 John 3:4. Okay? Folks, it's absolutely the job of the church in righteousness to judge with righteous judgment. John 7:24. Now, when you go to Psalm 19:7, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. It tells us in Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. I told you during the first segment, friends, that all the way up until the 1962 mark, my wife's grandmother told me she used to go to church every Sabbath day and was always the law and the prophets. And then here comes Billy Graham's message, who, by the way, an occultist puffed up, William Randolph Hearst. And what was it? His job is to preach the love of God and the forgiveness of sins. That's every job of every preacher under the sun. We're not called to tone it down. The Bible clearly tells us not to add to or to take away or diminish, depending on what chapter of the Bible you're in. I'm thinking about Revelations 22, and I'm also thinking about the book of Deuteronomy. Okay? My goodness, friends. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. See, you don't know if you're breaking the law unless the law is posted. By the way, this is what we see today in America, and it's much of what Billy Graham has been preaching. They're called antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law, though Billy Graham preached God's moral law. Okay? But again, where's the life? Right? And if we go over in Luke 17:4, I want you to listen to this. Because people today take this way out of context. You know, we're to forgive. You know, when I see people that have, and I seen a documentary of a woman whose son was killed by a murderer. I mean, he just viciously murdered this young man. And the mother gets on television in front of her son's murderer, and she forgives him. And the problem is he wasn't even sorry that he did it. That is not the heart of God in any sense of the word. And by the way, you're missing something when you can do that. You're doing a disservice to the one that you're thinking that you're doing a service to. She thinks that she's forgiving him so he can take that burden off his back. Well, he didn't have the burden on his back. The only burden he had is he wanted to kill just like his father, the devil. And she's trying to forgive the devil, thinking she's doing God's service. This isn't yin-yang. There's absolutes. Jesus Christ manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil, not to fraternize with the devil. Capiche? When you go to Luke 17:4, what does it say? And if your brother, and if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and in seven times in that day, he turns again and says, I'm sorry for what I did, I repent. Jesus said, then thou shalt forgive him. You don't show mercy to those that are not broken by the law. But we're talking about Billy Graham here, friends. And he says, it's my calling to preach the love of God. Oh, you know what's interesting? Thank you, Lord. Hang on. And I want you to listen carefully. Thank you, Lord. Because this is exactly applicable, right on spot. Listen carefully. Matthew 23:23. What does it say? Okay. Billy Graham said it wasn't his job to judge. Okay. He said it was his call to preach the love and forgiveness of God. He's taking it completely out of context. He's gutting the very use of law to bring godly repentance, which the Holy Ghost does in John 16. He comes to convict the sin of righteousness and judgment. Okay? Sin, righteousness, and judgment. Starting in John 16, verse 8. Now listen. Woe unto you. It's a curse. This is Jesus talking to the Pharisees. Woe unto you, scribes, you doctors of the law, and you Pharisees, you religious hypocrites. He said, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, but you've omitted the weightier matters of the law and judgment and mercy and faith. If you don't understand that proper order, the gospel is false. It's a backwards gospel. Jesus rebuked the hypocrites for not taking into account the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Jesus said, these ought you have done, and not to leave the other undone. What is Billy Graham preaching? Just that. And I'm going to show you the fruit of his message, because again, the Bible says that we are to know them by their fruit. And my objective here is not to dissect that of Billy Graham. My objective here is to make claim to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to get back to it, so we can go back down the old path, Jeremiah 6:16, so we can know the God of our forefathers and the peace that they had because they obeyed the Lord God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Why? Because they loved him. I'm showing you today, friends, that Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, in the message that they preach, friends, it's impotent. They're no threat to the power of darkness in any sense of the word. The American churches in this country have taken on Billy Graham as they've thrown off Jesus Christ. And it's interesting to note how the world loves Billy Graham so much that they gave him a star in Hollywood. I'll get to that, whether it be today or tomorrow. The world will love its own. The world heareth them. I'm in 1 John 4. Woe unto you, and all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Hey, folks, you talk about Jesus all you want to and speak ill of him, because most in the Billy Graham camp and the Franklin Graham camp today, they could care less. But you better not talk about, you better not talk ill of Billy or Franklin. And I'm telling you, friends, that it's their message that they've been preaching for the last 60 and 70 years in this country that has raised up the harvest in what you're dealing with today. And they're a bunch of antinomianists. They preach, but do they practice it? Hey, by the way, while Franklin Graham's high-fiving this current administration, Donald Trump's kicking the ambassadors from other countries out because they're not advocating for what God condemns, and Donald Trump wants you to believe, and so does Franklin Graham, that he's doing a service to God by saying, no, you're obeying God, I'm disobeying God, but I'm going to tell all of my stupid, ignorant followers, and stupid and ignorant they are, that this is the will of God. I don't want to make God angry. I want to normalize what he condemns. And he wants you to believe him. How come they're not out there protesting sodomites? All 1.7% of them. How come Franklin Graham or Billy Graham wasn't out there protesting abortion? And it's interesting to note that Franklin Graham was considered to be the counsel to presidents from that of none other than the buck stops here. The buck stops here, President, friends. And by the way, he didn't trust him. He said he didn't trust him. It's also kind of odd, friends, that Billy Graham is... You tell me what your thoughts, but don't you think, and you can easily find this online, that LBJ and Billy Graham are skinny dipping in the White House swimming pool? Is this a little weird? I would say it's a little weird. Did Billy Graham call for protest against the president during the time of the administration of Nixon when they advocated and sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb? Absolutely not, folks. It's a different gospel, and that's what I'm here to show you. And I'm also here to show you, friends, that they're impotent. And, oh, by the way, I was talking about President Truman, just for the record. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come back to this, friends, because it gets better and better and better. And I'm going to show you in Scripture. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know what? I can really jump ahead of myself here, friends, but I'm going to show you, and it's probably not going to happen today. It's probably going to be a part two tomorrow, but I'm going to show you the fruit of the message that the American people have submitted to. You're seeing the harvest today. The message that you're being taught today is completely backwards from what it was that our forefathers established and preached. The Black Robe Regiment. Oh my goodness, I could spend hours on the Black Robe Regiment. They were the bad boy preachers. They were called the Black Robe Regiment by the tyrant across the pond named King George. He labeled them the Black Robed Tyrants, as if to suggest that was some sort of slur. Well, guess what? The Black Robed Preachers, they owned it. They loved it. And the reason he named him in such a fashion, the Black Robe Regiment, as he did, was because he was threatened by their righteousness. And that's exactly what preachers are called to do. It's our job to slay sin, not to play with it. And it first starts within ourselves before God every single night that we can, like King David, pray and act out, Lord, thy word have I hidden my heart that I might not sin against you. Or, like I read last night in Psalm 119, thy judgments have I laid before thee that I might not sin against thee. Thy judgments. And here we have the modern day professors, and Franklin's with us, but his dad is no longer with us. But folks, their messages are impotent. They're no threat to the power of darkness in any sense of the word. And why? Well, listen to what Billy Graham said. It wasn't his job to judge those that are not following Jesus Christ with the use of the law. Absolutely it is. And by the way, we're not looking to you, Billy Graham, as being the judge. We understand that you're using the judge's word. That's all of our job. I love when people say to me, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm not judging. I'm using the judge's word. That's what I'm doing. And why am I doing it? Because I love you, not because I hate you. Again, King David said, I was hated for my love. Here, let me go over there. There's usually, when the Lord quickens me that way, there's usually something else there that He wants me to catch on to, or at least share with you. Psalm 109, I'm going over there right now, live radio. And what does it say? Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed about with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. Now just think about that. Wicked, the wicked are those that know to do the right, but they do the wrong. Okay. What did King David said in response to his complaint to God? Verse 4, Psalm 109. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. They have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Folks, when I started preaching out against the whole sodomite community, all 1.7% of them, folks, they went after me like nobody's business. And you know why I preached it to them? Because I have a love for their souls. And I had enough love for them to actually bring about what the Word says. Because guess what? The preachers they were loving on were omitting the very scriptures that condemned their lifestyle choices. Right? Hey, friends, I'm not permitted to let my love be so merciful as to tolerate and endure false doctrine. Let me say it again. I'm not permitted to let my love be so merciful as to tolerate and endure false doctrine. There's so many people in this country today, friends, that call it love by omitting the Word of God. No, that's not love. That is hate, and it's clearly hate. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. And I'm talking about in the hearts of men. You know, again, the message in contrast to Billy Graham's was this. Matthew 3:2. This is John the Baptist preaching to the religious hypocrites that were coming out to him in the middle of the desert. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark 1:17. The list goes on. Acts 2:38. Okay, so repent. Repent for what? Violating God's moral law. You're bringing the knowledge of the violation and transgression of God's moral law in their hearts. They're judging what they've done wrong. That brings them to godly repentance. Without the knowledge of the law, they're not going to have a reason to repent. Common sense, right? Listen to this. Psalm 94:15 and 16. This is King David. But judgment, when they have a knowledge of their sin before God's moral law, judgment shall return unto righteousness if it's a work of the Holy Ghost. And all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up? And after they're born of that Spirit, what does he say? Who shall rise up for me against the evildoers? Well, guess what, friends? Once we understand the judgment of God within our hearts, whatever put Jesus Christ up on the cross, we take vengeance upon it. Why? Because we're repentant of it. We're no longer guilty, friends. Now we have become kings and priests in the sight of the Most High God, born of the Spirit of God. Well, we're called to preach the exact same message that our big brother did. And I say that not in a demeaning sense, but he is our big brother, the captain of our salvation, he who sits at the right hand of our heavenly Father. Folks, our big brother, Jesus Christ, the line of the tribe of Judah. We preach the same message. And when we understand what the Holy Ghost does, using God's word as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, guess what it does? It brings about godly repentance. Listen, for godly sorrow worketh repentance. They're sorry for breaking God's moral law, period. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. I'm sorry that it was my sin that crucified Christ to the cross as the propitiation of the sins of the world. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. How many people get caught today? And the only reason they're sorry is because they've been caught. Godly sorrow is a repentance that's ongoing because you're seeking out to be perfect in Christ, which is a work of the Holy Ghost through regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. We want to, as we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, be just like Him who is the head of all principality and power. Friends, when you're born of the Spirit, guess what? You hate all of your iniquities, your transgressions before God. You don't want to offend Him anymore because you want to walk in the light of His countenance That's what you want more than anything. That's your payday. That's your inheritance, is Him. And you're His inheritance as well. When you're truly repentant for your sin, this is what it works in you. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort. Well, once you repent, what carefulness it wrought in you. What? What do you mean? That you might not offend Him. Yeah? What clearing of yourselves. What? I don't want to be guilty of what I was guilty of before. I want to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Revelations 1:5. Unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Okay, what clearing of yourselves. Yeah, what indignation. Indignation towards what? That which put Christ on the cross. Unrighteousness. Yeah, what fear? The fear of the Lord. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Listen to that, friends. The fear of the Lord. That's found in Proverbs 8. Yeah, what vehement desire. Yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Folks, it's the message. The message of the likes of Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, who so many look up to as the standard of Christianity, who are sadly mistaken. They are the ones that are responsible, and those that have followed the likes of Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, for the very harvest in which we have today. Because it's not sound doctrine. It's not sound doctrine, friends. And it's contrary to the preaching of Jesus Christ. Okay? What does the Holy Ghost do? John 16:8-11. And when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin. Whoa! When's the last time you've seen reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness? 2 Timothy 3:16. Oh, you know what they've been, you know what the younger generation believes now? That's hate. Why? Because of the preaching of which we're exposing even now. Folks, they're preaching. Folks have brought forth mushroom converts where they need to repent again and again and again and again. They need to get saved over and over and over again. And have you ever seen so many altar athletes in all of your life? How many kids need to get saved again? And then they every week they're up at the altar because they want everybody to see them crying. You know, those tears didn't bring about godly repentance to their heart. It's not a repentance. That's not a godly repentance. That's an emotional mess. Because when they leave church, they go out and do the same things that they did before they allegedly repented. They're hypocrites, friends. When the Holy Ghost comes, He reproves the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on Me. Of righteousness because I go to My Father and you see Me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Yes. 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 And who's the Holy Ghost given to, friends? Acts 5:32, and we are His witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey. Guess what the Pharisees did? They chomped at the bit. They were angry that the apostles said what they said. And keep in mind, God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Man, where did those disciples go to college? Well, where did they get their degrees? Well, what college did you go to? What college did you... Hey, folks, where does that accreditation come from? If it doesn't come from the Holy Ghost, I don't want it. And He's more than able to raise me up in such a fashion, the way that He did, than fishermen. Okay? We're going to talk more about this tomorrow, and I'm going to show you the fruits of modern-day preaching. And I want to tell you this, friends, it's not good. And why isn't it good? Because it's not scriptural. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you. You win 23. See ya!
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.